You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Good morning. Welcome. I thank you for joining us here today for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Perhaps I should say good afternoon. Maybe you've tuned in at 11:45. Maybe I should say to you good evening and you've tuned in at 8:45 p.m. here on WMIE. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for joining me here today. Oh, we're knee-deep in it here today. We are going to hear now. We're knee-deep in the muck, that is. We're looking at idolatry. We are in, this is part two of a sermon I preached. I'm going through the Gospel of Mark at church, 16 weeks through 16 chapters. We're looking at idolatry here today. Prior to getting started, just some quick info on this ministry. First of all, I invite you out to Island Community Church on the Wednesday. It's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We've just started a brand new book. You are welcome. I invite you to come out Wednesday at 6. We're in 1 Peter. We've just got through the introduction and two verses, so there's plenty of time for you to come out. Bring your Bible. Bring something to write on. Bring your iPad maybe and write notes on there and come on by and study with us. Rejoice with us here. Worship God through studying His Word. Wednesday night from 6 to about 7:15. Love to see you. 1 Peter, we just started 1 Peter chapter 1. In the meantime, we're looking at idolatry. And now, that's probably a tough word here for today. And let's just cut right to the chase. Anything that we put in front of God or that we worship before Him, in front of Him, like the Lord Jesus said, you cannot worship God and mammon, which is Aramaic for money. That's one example. This is what we're looking at here today. This is part two of this message I've entitled Idolatry. And we're looking at idolaters. We're looking at that spiritual condition here today. This is part two of three. This sermon will wrap up tomorrow, and then we'll get into the book of Acts once again Thursday and Friday. Okay, without further ado, here is part two of this message, idolatry.
I'll be quiet while I'm behind. I mean, what kind of fish-eyed fool are you for you to say that Jesus didn't have brothers? It's right here in the Bible. What do you believe? Do you believe the traditions of men? Or do you believe this book? That's up to you to decide. I can't decide that for you. You're going down a slippery slope if you're not going to believe this book. You're going to get in big trouble. And you're going to be deceived. Watch what happens to this group that don't believe the Word of God. We're going to see where we end up here. Chapter 3, verse 31. Then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And a multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. But he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brothers? Visualize this. Can you picture this? Sitting in a circle. And he looked around in the circle at those that sat around him. And he said, here's my mother, here are my brothers, here are my sisters. That's what he said. Now, Catholic doctrine teaches Mary is our intercessor. And when we pray, we should pray to her. And she, in turn, will petition her son for us and intercede for us. Once again, what does the Bible say about this? The Bible says right here in this text that you are as much of a brother or sister to Jesus as his own family was. That's an astounding statement. Think of all that we will do for a family member. In all but the most dysfunctional families, family members stick together and stand up for each other, right? Right? Children look out for parents. Parents guard the interests of their children. In married relationships, husbands and wives share secrets between themselves that no one on earth is privy to. Brothers and sisters put up with more from their siblings than they do from outsiders. Am I right, Megan? I asked her today, I says, you're never mad. She goes, my sister's the only one that makes me mad. But you put up with more from your own family than you do. I mean, there's a special bond between family. Family members also tend to be willing to do things for their families that they would not do even for their closest friends. Am I right? And yet Jesus says that whoever will do the will of God is my brother, sister, and mother. So don't buy into this trap that Mary is like Jesus and without sin and is needed to intercede for you. Because no one is needed to intercede for you other than the Son of God. Nobody else. Listen to this, 1 John 2:1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Advocate, paraclete, the word means defense attorney. The Lord Jesus Christ is your defense attorney. He is the one that intercedes for you. He is the mediator. There is one mediator between God and man, Paul wrote, the man Christ Jesus. One mediator, not two. Don't go to the mediator's mommy. Go to the mediator, not his mommy. Kids call you mommy, don't they? Hebrews chapter 7 says this, but he, capital H, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Where am I? I'm in verse 24 for those writing. Hebrews 7, 24 through 28, probably on the handout. He, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once and for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness. But the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son who has been perfected forever. Now, church, there's always a method to my madness here. Actually, the madness would be you committing idolatry by praying to somebody else other than Jesus. That's the madness. Don't pray to someone else other than Jesus. He's not going to like that. And then some. No idolater has his name written in the book of life. No idolater has his name written in the book of life. Revelation 21:7. He who overcomes will inherit all things. I will be his God. He will be my son. but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, then it says sorcerers. Now, we're not talking about Harry Potter. The Greek word is pharmakia. Guess what that means? Drugs. Prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical drugs. And drug use in order to get high. Not for medicinal purposes, but to get high. That's why my Bible translation, if you have it, you'll see I've translated it this way. The cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderer, sexually immoral, and drug users, and idolaters, and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, which burns, the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. A pharmakia. And idolaters. Revelation 22:15, the end of the book, and still another threat or promise, however you choose to receive it. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and drug users, sorcerers, and sexually immoral, murderers, and idolaters, and says, whoever loves and practices a lie. Do you love lying? Do you practice lying? Do you practice lying like you practice your trumpet or a piano on Friday night? Reminds me of the old Three Stooges when they're doctors. Doctors Moe, Larry, and Curly. And one stuffy old suit comes up to him and says, just where do you practice medicine? And he says, I don't need to practice it. I know it. 1 Corinthians 6:9, or as Mr. Trump would call it, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators nor idolaters nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. Maybe you're saying, wow, that's in there twice. That's because the word of God is so exact it condemns both partners in a homosexual relationship. The active the and the passive one. That's the other word there. Actual homosexuals. The word malakos means soft. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Shocking, isn't it? The Apostle Paul doesn't want this spiritual condition to happen to you. Which is why just one chapter earlier he said this. He says, now I have written to you, chapter 5, not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is. Not a brother who was. Because we all, at least most of us, have come out of this.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.